www.blogtalkradio.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll free. You can get interactive with us and talk about anything.
Anything at all, really. Anything.
It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Tune into the live streaming. We've got the high bandwidth version and the not so high bandwidth version. So all of you out there on the internet can tune in absolutely free at freetalklive.com. And don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information, you can call them up toll free at 888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. And we're all Free State Project members.
Yes, we are.
Every single voice you hear on this show, behind a microphone at least,
right,
is a member of the Free State Project.
And not just the two of us tonight. There are other people affiliated with the show.
That's
correct. Got Manwich, who's on vacation. Mm-hmm. He's the one who's normally here every night with Ian.
That's right.
Then you've got myself, Johnson, Jason. Yep, we're all Free State Project
members. In fact, one of our former co-hosts, Mike, is also a Free State Project member. For this is going way back for those of you who are old school Free Talk Live listeners. I heard from Mike today, just to kind of let you all know what's going on with him.
Now, Mike, like original Mike, from
original,
from the very beginning, two and a half years ago, Mike.
That's right.
Okay.
He's actually apparently going up to New Hampshire.
Really?
Yeah. He had some, I guess, trouble with the lady again.
Right. Well,
got locked out of his house, etc.
Well, regardless of the reasoning behind finally motivating him to do it,
right. He's
going up there to the
That's
Free State.
Yeah. That's a good thing. They need some help up there. In fact, they got some exciting stuff going on. I'm sure we'll touch on that here in a little while. But first, a story from Down Under.
Ah.
Commuters who don't ever do that. Okay. Commuters who don't give up their seats to the elderly, sick, pregnant, or disabled will be fined under a plan to get common courtesy back on track. Because there's nothing more courteous than pointing guns at your fellow citizens and telling them how to behave.
Now, it wasn't pointing a gun at somebody, it's pointing a ticket book at them.
If they don't pay the ticket, then the guns come out. Right?
Mm.
If you don't show up at court to pay your fine, they're going to come after you, man. There are always guns backing up every single government law.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, eventually it would get to the guns. But, you know, while I don't think that fining people and, you know, backing it up with guns or arrests or whatever is the best way to go about getting this accomplished, I do understand the thought behind it. Because if you're sitting on a bus or whatever, and you're sitting in the area that's kind of reserved for people who need to be able to sit down quickly or need to have more room, like handicapped people or, you know, pregnant women and stuff like that, and you're just like, hey there, wheelie, find yourself a new spot. You know, you deserve something karmically bad to happen to you.
It's definitely bad karma. There's no doubt about that. But I think that this is not in the karma spectrum at all. This is the government taking action on this. Now, let me get the details here. Healthy passengers who refuse a request from a traveler in need could be fined up to $511, I'm assuming in Australian dollars, if taken to court. Director of Public Transport so-and-so said priority seating for pregnant women was worth thought. Quote, pregnant women traveling on public transportation should be able to get a seat, he said yesterday. This is a matter of common courtesy that we are now proposing to put into law. It makes me wonder, how bad is it in Australia? I've never seen anybody here in this country, and I used to ride the bus all the time when I was a kid. I'd never seen anybody be so rude to an old person or a pregnant woman. There must be an epidemic for them to pass a law.
I'm not exactly sure, but it is a nation founded by, you know, being a prison
lawless
colony.
You're right. That's true.
You know, it was a prison, and it's full of some of the most deadly animals on the planet. So some of the people there are probably not the most pleasant folks.
Yeah, they're a little rough and tumble. Carers, the bureaucrat accompanying disabled commuters. Carers.
Not every Australian you see is Paul Hogan. You know, you're not going to... It's not like everybody's Crocodile Dundee. Right. Who would get out of the way for an old woman?
Of course he would. carers, the word, it's, I guess, people who care for the elderly. Carers accompanying disabled commuters will also be entitled to ask for seats. Plans for mobile phone-free trains were considered, but the government dropped that idea. Proposed changes to behavior regulations were released yesterday. Quote, if everyone using the public transport system behaved in a socially acceptable manner, there'd be no need for many of the proposed regulations, said a government statement. Under the proposed regulations, commuters will also have the right to ask that bags be moved off seats. The requirement for school students using concession tickets to stand in favor of full fare passengers remains. And Public Transport User Association bureaucrat says that the rules would be difficult to enforce. It's an attempt to legislate common courtesy, he said. On balance, it's a good thing. It can't do any harm. And the way they would have to enforce this would be like undercover sting operations, basically. You'd have to have a cop dress up as though she was pregnant or act as though she was crippled in some way. And
you wouldn't have to do that at all. You'd have to you could just get a cop to ride around on the bus, or maybe empower the bus drivers to hand out the tickets.
Right, deputize them.
Well, not even, you don't really even have to deputize them. You just have to, you know, give them
power of the law.
Right,
in
exactly.
For that type
of citation.
You can also give them a percentage too, because it's a $500 fine for this. So, I mean, if you just cut them in 10 or 20%, they'd be handing them out left and right.
Then they might hire their pregnant friends to come and get on the bus all day long.
Right.
And, you know, just. But you could just have a cop undercover as any passenger and just watching for that type of
behavior.
True.
That'd be a nice little cushy job for a cop. Get to sit around on public transportation all day.
No, I'm sorry. If I was a police officer, whoever it was that assigned me to that job would be getting hurt.
Why do you say that?
I know that it's bad enough to ride around on public transportation here.
It is bad.
If this is in an area where they have to pass laws to enforce decency, you know,
right.
conduct, just to enforce proper behavior on public transportation, I do not want to have to sit on that bus for 8.5 hours every day. It's not happening.
Yeah, it might be a step down from sitting in the cruiser, leaving the air conditioning running.
That's like being a subway cop. No,
right.
thank you.
I see what you're saying. It's a thankless job, and... It's certainly not easy being a police officer. Anyway, there you go. News out of Australian region, 800-259-9231. And we actually have Australian listeners on this show, so look out for that next time you're on the public bus. One of the things about public transportation, is, especially buses, is that they tend to lose money. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. I didn't really pay any attention.
they don't, well, they're run by the government, so they don't have to turn a profit. Because
right,
they,
of course not.
If they lose money, then they just tax people more in order to keep them running. Here in the Tampa Bay area, there was this trolley that was going through the streets of the downtown zone.
Yeah, the free trolley, right?
Yeah, the free trolley.
Okay.
Is it still going?
I saw it like a month ago. It was full of drunk people taking them out to the quay.
When was this? At nighttime?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, during the day, it was operating from 7, maybe they've changed the hours now, but from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., this trolley was just kind of tracing the streets in downtown, the downtown area, and you know, would just follow a loop and pick people up and drop people off, but nobody was riding the thing. I used to work downtown, and we'd see the thing go past all the time. Usually, there was the driver and at most one to two other people. And usually, if there was two people, it was a couple. They were together. So they were burning up gasoline all day long, driving around the downtown area for nothing. They weren't even getting any money for it. Not 50 cents, not 25 cents per ride. They couldn't give this trolley away and get people to ride on it.
It was a cool-looking trolley, too. I would have ridden on it.
But you didn't.
What stopped
you from doing that?
I have a car.
Well, the idea was you could park your car at the... I mean, it was a nice idea. You could park your car at the big parking lot instead of downtown where there's hardly any parking, and that way you could get to where you wanted to go via the trolley.
Honestly,
not a bad idea.
Honestly, for me at the time, the only reason I ever went downtown was to go to the radio station you worked at,
right.
And there was that big parking lot behind the radio station I always parked in.
Which you must have parked in illegally then.
Yeah, the one that belonged to the church? Yeah,
right.
Yeah, okay. That one.
Well, for those of us who don't want to break the law, it wouldn't have been that bad of an idea. But unfortunately, it must have been a bad idea because it's nobody rides it. But they still do it. See, that's the problem with government transportation. They just don't care about what the market says. If the market was demanding it, there would have been a trolley 20 years ago. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. We got all kinds of good stuff on the way. Your calls, if you make them, 800-259-9231. We'll get a little bit more serious with the Patriot Act being retooled to give the FBI more power.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control, available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Attention parents, Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have 3 young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try No BO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. No BO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NO-BO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with No BO. That's no-bo.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Anything goes. It's a Friday night edition, and everybody must be out partying tonight, Torgo.
Yeah, I think so. They're all getting wasted.
If you're wasted, dial us up, 800-259-9231. We don't get enough of those calls these days.
I should get wasted on the breaks because I can't do it on the air.
Right.
But I should get myself just trashed on the breaks. And just.
You should, because it'd be the first time ever.
It would be the first time in my life I'd ever been drunk.
Right.
I might as well go ahead and do it.
I'd feel honored to be here for that, Torgo. Because you're somebody who, you do drink, but you do not drink to get drunk.
Exactly. I'll drink a few things here and there, but only the things that I like the taste of.
Right.
And as soon as I start to feel any of the effects of the alcohol, I stop.
Even just a buzz, you're done.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Because at that point...
But you're a big man, so you can probably take a few drinks before you feel a buzz, right?
I am a big guy. I'm 6'2", like 380 pounds
right.
for people who don't know.
Right.
I'm huge.
Most people don't know.
Yes, exactly.
Brought that up.
It actually doesn't take that much. I'm a lightweight.
Oh, really?
Only because my system's not used to it.
Well, yeah, you don't have tolerance.
Yeah.
That makes sense. All right, so 800-259-9231. Get a little more serious here. I mentioned this last night, and we were busy with calls. We never actually got to it, and it's somewhat important. The chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee is working on a bill that would renew the Patriot Act, and of course, that's something that a lot of people are aware of and care about, and have been paying attention to. And as you know, as you may or may not know, they've been kind of looking at renewing certain areas of it because they're coming up for. Cancellation, if you will, the sunset provisions.
Right, the Patriot Act is set to expire.
Not all of it, but only portions of it.
Right.
And so they're looking at expanding government powers in the name of fighting terrorism, like letting the FBI subpoena records without permission from a judge or a grand jury. Just toss the whole judicial process out. Get rid of all those pesky, you know, paperwork they have to fill out. Just go ahead, give them carte blanche access.
Checks and balances are for the weak,
right.
Man.
That's what they're talking about here. Much of the debate in Congress has concerned possibly limiting some of the powers of the anti-terrorism law passed 45 days after the attacks of September 11, 2001. But the measure being written by Senator Pat Roberts would give the FBI new powers to issue administrative subpoenas which are not reviewed by a judge or grand jury for quickly obtaining records, electronic data, or other evidence in terrorism investigations, according to aides for the GOP so-and-so whatever on Wednesday.
Now, on paper and even by that wording, that sounds nice. That sounds like a good thing. That sounds like something the FBI should be able to do.
Well, that's what they're trying. They're trying to frame it like, well, if the FBI's in a rush and they need to do a terrorist investigation and they need to subpoena something, they shouldn't have to go ask permission. That's their point. That's what they're saying.
Right, exactly. What this is really going to do, because it's going to expand above and beyond the FBI, what this is really going to do is if you're, you know, in line at the airport and you cause a little bit of trouble, they will pull your entire life up. The TSA will pull your entire life up and do horrible, horrible things to you. Just an example.
It could happen. Or they could just, who knows what they could use it for. We found, I guess, within the past year, the FBI was involved in shutting down servers on the internet of websites that were hosting questionable content, like anarchist content, that kind
right.
of stuff. And so you're a server administrator, Torgo. For all you know, the FBI could come knocking on your front door one day and say, of course, your server's not actually at your house, but they
no,
could
it's not.
Theoretically come knocking on your internet front door and say, we've got a subpoena and we need to get access to your server right now.
Yep. Yes, they could. Whether it's the server that I operate myself for my own personal stuff, or I'm also a network administrator for an ISP right. in my day job. If one of my clients has something questionable on his website, they could come to my data center and take 28 servers offline, just at any given
just
moment.
Just because they can, or at least according to this law, they'd be able to do that.
Yep.
Now, here's what they're going to put in to try and make you feel a little bit better about it. Recipients could challenge the subpoenas in court, and the Bush administration would have to report to Congress all of twice a year exactly how it was using its investigatory power, said congressional aides. Oh, so isn't that nice? You get to challenge it after the fact. That's always good. Now, after they come and raid your house and take all your crap, then you get to challenge it. Then you get to take them to court and spend $10,000 on a lawyer to try to get them to actually give you your stuff back. Because that's what's been happening in the war on drugs cases, where they go in and they confiscate somebody's car or their plane or something like that. Because, for instance, there was a guy that was running a private plane service. And these guys get hired by people all the time to take them from point A to point B. It's none of their business what it is they're hauling. Well, this dude got hired by somebody to take him from point A to point B, did the job, then was investigated after that because the guy was a drug runner. And because the dude had taken a drug runner on his plane, the FBI or whoever it was, BATF, I'm not sure who, DEA, confiscated his plane. And this is the plane that he spent years, life savings, to get so he could have his own private plane business.
They grabbed it as evidence?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Was it ever returned to the guy?
I don't know if it was ever returned, but I do know that he spent thousands and thousands of dollars in court attempting to get it back. Whether or not he got it back is another question.
Well, because I know, like, for example, in this area, law enforcement agencies will confiscate vehicles and things like that in drug raids as evidence
mm-hmm.
and just keep them.
Oh, yeah, they drive them around
in St. Pete. They drive them around here, too.
Right.
I was doing some work for the local sheriff's office at one point, helping them get some vehicles ready for auction.
Uh-huh.
And they had this huge Winnebago. And on the side of it, it said, and it was their mobile command center,
mm-hmm.
and on the side of it, it said, this vehicle was confiscated in a drug raid. And,
right.
You know, they just advertise it really big on the side in order to scare people straight.
But even if they did find drugs in these vehicles, and in many cases they don't, in many cases they're actually planted there. This is one of the great things about being a cop. If you spot
a Winnebago,
now
you're going into kind of a, I don't know that I buy that all the time.
You don't buy what?
That they plant
that most of the time they're planted there. Did I say most of the time?
Yeah.
It's been proven that they do plant things.
Well,
though,
sure. Every once in a while, doesn't... I mean, with the thousands of cops in this country, you're going to have a bad one here
but
and
think
there.
About it, man. I mean, the bad ones go all the way to the top. We've talked to former police officers on this show before who have said specifically that bad cops get promoted. The dumb ones, the real...
executives get promoted. It's the exact same thing.
The executives don't have the ability to throw you in a jail cell, though. That's the difference. The executives are trying to sell you a product. You don't have to buy it. The cops want to throw you in the jail. They're going to throw you in the jail. And one of the ways they do it is if they spot your Winnebago and they say, hey, that's pretty sharp. Chief, what do you say we pull that guy over? So they pull him over, and then they... ask if they can search, because they have no reason whatsoever to actually be searching this guy's Winnebago. And, of course, the scared old man or whoever it is that's driving it allows them to search, because that's what they do. They intimidate you and try to get you to consent to searching. And then, oh, what's this we found? Looks like there's a bag of marijuana in your bathroom here, sir. We're going to have to confiscate this vehicle. Well, that's not my bag. That's not... Where, how did that get there? Oh, we don't know, but here it is. That happens all the time, dude. What happens with houses? They take people's houses because they want them.
All right.
And they know that the burden of proof then goes on to the owner of the property. The burden of proof goes to them to prove that, well, that wasn't their drugs, and they deserve to get their house back. They never deserve to have it taken in the first place. Asset forfeiture is a terrible, terrible thing, and it's sad. So now the FBI is going to have more power thanks to your congresspeople. 800-259-9231. Does it make you feel more safe? This is Free Talk Live.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit discountwatchstore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit discountwatchstore.com/radio today. That is discountwatchstore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, take control, toll-free, 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. You can, of course, join us online at freetalklive.com, where you'll find the bulletin board system with literally thousands of posts for you to surf around through and hundreds of people interacting there. Check it out. It's free. Freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And again, 800-259-9231. Kind of talking about the Senate looking into giving the FBI more powers. So the power of subpoena. Now they, if this goes through, and odds are good it will, because the Senate appears to just love passing all kinds of terrible, control freak, draconian stuff on us. They just passed the Real ID legislation about a week and a half or 2 weeks ago, 100-0.
So, that's not good.
Yeah, so there's no doubt in my mind that this is going to go through. In fact, Downsize DC, our friends over at DownsizeDC.org, had sent out a, and I don't know if it has to do exactly with this, but I believe it does. They'd sent out an action item earlier this week saying that the Senate, one of the Senate subcommittees on terrorism or whatever, was apparently
one of the hundreds.
Right, was apparently meeting in secret. They were planning on having secret meetings about things like this, about the changes to the Patriot Act, about the new version, if you will, that they're going to try and pass.
Not that secret, I guess.
Well, stuff like this always leaks out. I mean, that's just the nature of Washington, D.C. There's right. always somebody on the inside that leaks out this news.
And what I'm trying to say is no Senate subcommittee ever actually plans on meeting in secret. They don't. There is absolutely no Senate subcommittee who will at any point ever say, okay, we're going to meet in secret, don't tell anybody, and expect it to stay a secret.
I see what you're saying.
No, they say they're going to meet in secret so that they can draw attention to themselves.
Hmm. Well, they did it. And nonetheless, it's still spooky, the idea that the FBI is going to be able to issue subpoenas without even having to ask a judge for permission. And then after the fact, you're going to be able to object to it. But by that time, they've already taken your stuff.
Hey, give that back!
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like an expansion on the sneak and peek searches, which is what was part of the original Patriot Act, where the feds could just come on into your house any old time, especially when you're not home, that's the intention. When you're at work, they just come on in, pick your lock, take a look around, maybe copy your hard drive, leave, close up shop, never tell you they were there. Now, according to the Patriot Act, they are supposed to inform you 90 days later. But really,
90 days later?
Yeah.
That's a little disturbing.
Seriously, how are you going to know? You're not going to know if anybody, I mean, you might notice that somebody was in your house. You're not going to know it's the FBI, so you'll never think to inquire with, hey, were you guys in my house? It's been 90 days. I was wondering, because really, are they going to tell you? No way.
That's it. I'm going to go live in a box and own nothing.
So Tom has a comment on the whole Real ID issue, actually on IDs in general. He says, hi guys, and you can email the show, by the way, at ftl@freetalklive.com. Tom says, I have to disagree with something that was said almost in passing on last night's show. While you were talking about the use of tracking IDs by schools, Jason said that the government tried to impose a similar system on adults, or excuse me, if the government tried to impose a similar system on adults, that there would be a huge outcry. Sadly, I think he's wrong.
Oh, I know he's wrong.
While that might have been true even 5 years ago, I don't think it's true today. If the approved version of the real ID card contains a tracking chip, which it very well could, and if it doesn't, by the way, the Real ID Act that they that the Senate passed, it's waiting for President Bush to sign right now. They basically can do whatever they want. The Department of Homeland Security, the head of the Department of Homeland Security, can deliver whatever diktat or edict that he desires be included in the new Real ID card. So it's going to come out 2 years or 3 years from now, and it's going to have certain information on it. But a year later, he could decide, we want to put your fingerprints on. We want to put your retina scan on.
Yeah, iris scan. Yeah. Retina scans are useless.
Okay, whatever. We want to put all kinds of info, a biometric info, and he doesn't have to ask anybody for permission. There's no checks, no balances. He could have them put your family pet's names on there if he wanted to. So anyway, he says, I really believe that the overwhelming majority of people would just accept it. Just like with airport screening. Poll people on the street and they'll say, well, it's a nuisance, but we have to put up with it to make the country safer. Our government is using fear to take away liberties and insert itself into our daily lives. Bush and his crowd have made people so afraid of the terrorist boogeyman that there's almost nothing the public won't put up with as long as it's cloaked in the claims of making us safer.
Yeah, actually, Tom Ridge, the former director of Homeland Security, was on The Daily Show the other night. Johnson and I were watching this.
Really?
Yeah, he was the guest that they had, and he was talking about airports, and he goes, you know, I mean, I'm just a guy, too. I've been through secondary screening at the airports. Like, you know, it's like, you just have to deal
it's
with
okay.
it.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. You know.
Really?
Yep.
Be like Tom Ridge. Be like me. Take it easy. If they ask you to remove your pants, don't complain. It's for your security.
If someone asked me to remove my pants, I'd better be getting cash. That's all I have to say.
Well, what would you do in that case? Seriously, what? Now that you say that, you're joking. But what if you were in an airport and they pulled you aside for secondary screening and they asked you to remove your pants?
I'd just be like, you know, I don't really need to take this trip, so I'm just going to go home.
What if they said, no, you we can't let you leave?
Well, then put me in jail.
Really?
Those are your options.
Okay.
You can let me go home or you can put me in jail.
Okay.
But I'm not going to continue forward. This isn't happening.
I respect that totally, and I wish more people would have that position. But unfortunately, they're all in a rush. They're all trying to get somewhere, so they'll do whatever it is they have to do to make their plane. He goes on to say, of course, every politician in Washington wants to be right out in front of the parade leading us to safety. Each inroad to freedom the politicians make just makes the next step, the next larger step, more tolerable. If people don't want to, people don't wake up to what's happening real soon, the transition to a police state will be complete, and it will be too late. Why did the people of Germany? Why did the people of Germany let Hitler come to power in the 1930s? Why did so few of them stand up to oppose fascism? Is it because the Nazis didn't impose? Excuse me. He says it is because the Nazis didn't impose control all at once. They took small steps, each of which reduced freedom just a little at a time until almost all of their freedoms were gone. And they played on people's fears to do it. In fact, he doesn't mention this, but in case you didn't know. Adolf Hitler had the Reichstag set on fire. Basically, the Capitol building, the equivalent of the U.S. Capitol building, the place where their Senate or their House of Representatives or whatever they call it in Germany was meeting. They set that on fire and said it was a terrorist attack, and as a result of that, he gained more executive powers. I mean, it's like right out of Star Wars. Or Star Wars is right out of that. One or the other.
Yeah, I think it would have to be the other way around.
Right.
I don't think Hitler got the idea from Star Wars.
Where do you think Bush got the idea from? Star Wars or Hitler? Because the same thing's going on here. He's getting more powers as a result of scaring people to death. He goes on finally to say, it looks to me like America is going through the same process today. Let's not repeat the mistake that the German people made. Thanks for helping fight the good fight, Tom. Well, thank you, Tom, for the email, and you can email us up, at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. And I think he's making a great point. It's a good analogy. No, Bush isn't Hitler.
Okay? If you were going to start going that route, I was just going to have to slap you.
No, he's not Hitler. He's Bush. And there are definitely some...
The name's different.
There are definitely some bizarre similarities, but yeah, he doesn't have the mustache. He doesn't have
there
the...
There are similarities
he
between
get
every...
The salute.
There are similarities between every charismatic government, head of government, and Adolf Hitler.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway.
I mean, you just don't happen to like the ones that you can see in our current administration.
Yeah, that's true. And it's nothing. It's not an anti-Republican thing. If it was Bill Clinton, I'd be against him, too.
Right, and you'd find ways to compare him to Hitler.
Yeah, absolutely. 800-259-9231. You know me too well, Torgo. 800-259-9231. What do you think? Do you think the United States is becoming a police state? Are you willing to do anything about it? How much worse does it have to get until you stand up and say, no, I'm not going to take off my pants? This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is your show, Free Talk Live, Friday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
You can bring up anything. And, of course, you can go to the website, freetalklive.com. Check out the archives, last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. And the fun doesn't stop there. We go all the way back to March 1st, as a matter of fact. You'll find that link on the right after the sixth day. And as you're scrolling down through the archives, you'll find links to a couple of sites you can go vote for the show at, which we would much appreciate you doing. Considering we give you everything for free, maybe you could, you know, scratch our back and go vote for us over at podcastpickle.com and podtower.com. Great sites there. Go check them out.
Yeah, the only one who... We've already got one person who's paid back a little bit, though. Because I accused you of being cheap for not shelling out the $5 for a Total Fart subscription. We actually had someone who was listening to the show tonight buy Ian a one-month subscription to Total Fart.
Saucer Guy, actually.
Saucer Guy is his Fark.com username.
That was very nice of him.
That was very nice of him.
I'm looking forward to it because I've actually never seen Total Fart beyond the little free preview thing they give.
Right, exactly. It's just fun. But yeah. That was great. I was just like, you are a cheapskate.
I am.
$5. See, even
he's my favorite Farker now.
Even complete strangers who know nothing about you are willing to spend $5, and you, you can't even spend $5 to maybe find an additional prep for the show.
You're just jealous. You're jealous that you have to pay, and I don't, because I have Saucer Guy on my side. 1-800.
Damn you, Saucer Guy!
1-800-259-9231. So, tell me about this crazy judge in, what is it, Panama City?
Yeah, Panama City. This is actually a another Florida story, as we were talking about earlier. Florida just full of crap. Florida Supreme Court...
Did you pull this one from FARC, too?
Yeah, I did. Okay. Florida Supreme Court is going to consider whether a Panama City judge should be disciplined for some of his behavior on the bench.
Like what?
Well, apparently, this is Judge Richard Albritton. Among other things that he's done, he has he's been accused of humiliating female defendants. Telling an 18-year-old woman that she was attractive before giving her a lighter-than-normal sentence.
Nice.
Which is great. It's like, oh, nice boobs. You, time served. Yeah, right. You're done.
But I will need to see you into the judge's chambers.
30-day suspended sentence.
At least he's honest.
Right, that's true. He told another woman to close her legs and stop having babies.
Really?
Yeah, I like this guy. I really do.
Right.
Okay, now maybe the whole...
I wonder how many babies she had had at that point.
Probably 12. That's
something like that,
yeah, something stupid.
One of those welfare queens.
Someone, she couldn't take care of them, and she was just using them as a write-off and a, you know, means of...
Well, under a lot of welfare systems, the more babies you have, the more the larger your check gets. Every
oh, month. Well, that's good.
So that way, if you have 12 babies and you lock them all in a closet and don't feed them anything, you get more money. That's what people do.
Oh, that's my baby closet.
Yeah.
Oh, really? That's what, where you keep all your cribs and stuff? No, it's where I keep the babies.
They're hanging on hooks.
They're just piled in there. I haven't fed them, so I don't know how many are left.
Maybe they've been feeding on each other.
Yeah, eventually, over time, you just have one big baby.
Oh, man. So he told the woman to close her legs. And
see, that one right there, I support that guy on. I think we need judges that are more candid. I really do. I think we need more judges that are not only more candid with people and just say things like, stop being stupid.
Right.
I think we need judges who do things like that. I apologize for saying stupid, and in case I offended anybody.
No, it was the judge that would have said it.
Right. Okay, well, I think we need judges that call people stupid. That was my whole point.
Okay.
I also think we need judges that get more creative with sentencing.
Like what?
Just all of this, okay, fine, the standard sentence for that is 30 days in jail. You know, no. If you've done something that, I mean, regardless of, okay, this is a Class C misdemeanor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's 30 days in county jail, regardless of what the crime was. If it falls into Class C misdemeanor, it's 30 days in jail. No, it needs to be dependent on what the crime is.
Like if you're a racist or you're being really racist to somebody, and maybe the judge could sentence you to kind of like the Bruce Willis from Die Hard.
Right, exactly.
Have to wear a sandwich board in the middle of downtown.
Right, in the middle of Harlem.
That says something like, I'm a racist scumbag or something.
Right,
like that.
Exactly. You know, that type of stuff.
Right. Creative. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So
the punishment needs to fit the crime. Right. Let's see. But then another thing he did.
This rogue of the judicial system. What else did he do?
Well, here's one I don't agree with, just because it kind of falls into a constitutional issue.
Okay.
He ordered another defendant to attend church as a condition of probation. Now, you know what? That depends. That depends. If, for example, this guy was just a priest hater and started, you know, beating up, I don't know, pastors, or just beating up parishioners. He's like, I don't like your God, so I'm going to start beating you up. He should have, you know, I could see.
Why would you want to send him back to the place where he doesn't want to go? He's already beaten these people up. You don't want to send him there again.
Right. No, I think you do want to send him there.
Uh-huh.
I think you do want to send him there under supervision. But I think you do want to send him there and make him sit through that lesson with all of the people and not be able to do anything and just let them, you know, kind of react to him verbally, of course, in whatever way they see fit.
Maybe they could teach him to love his neighbors.
Maybe. Or maybe that would give them the opportunity to say what's on their mind about what he's been doing to, you know.
Maybe he is loving his neighbors as himself. Maybe he just hates himself, so therefore he hates everybody else.
Maybe he was raised Baptist and, you know, he doesn't like himself, so he just beats on Baptists.
So what's going to happen to this guy? Are they pulling him off the bench?
That's possible. There's just...
He's being reprimanded now?
The state Supreme Court is going to look and see if there needs to be discipline in general.
Uh-huh.
The charges were brought against him that he did these things, and nothing has come of it yet. So There hasn't even been a case yet. There's not even a judge appointed to hear it. But
I wonder who brought the charges with the 18-year-old hottie. You know it wasn't her. She got a lighter sentence because she was hot. Who do you think would have mentioned that one? The court reporter?
The State Judicial Qualifications Commission sent out a list of actions that it considers inappropriate. Because they get all these records, so they just review them.
I see.
And so they'll see his sentencing.
And probably the prosecutor said something.
Probably.
800-259-9231. You've got a court story, good court story you want to tell us? Feel free. Otherwise, we get a little email about how apparently it's illegal to perform a bathroom function here in the United States of America. Whatever that's about. We'll find out. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
Pope John Paul II is already being acclaimed a saint. During his 26 years, he canonized 482 saints. The one saint that stands out in my mind is Saint Maria Faustina, a poor, uneducated Polish nun. Christ appeared to her over 100 times in the 1930s and instructed her to keep a diary of the message he wanted to give to the world. This message is nothing new, just a reminder of what the Church has always taught, that God is merciful and forgiving, excluding no one, and that we too must show mercy and forgiveness to our neighbor. Christ promises to grant unimaginable favors to those that trust in His mercy. I've experienced the power of divine mercy and know the miracles that have taken place in my life. I'm offering you a free booklet so that you too can learn more about divine mercy. Visit the website www.trustjesustoday.com to receive a free booklet. Christ will pour out His mercy and love to you in great abundance. Visit www.trustjesustoday.com.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. If you want to make a call, now would be the time to do it because we're done at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's been Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And we were talking about this judge in the state of Florida that is possibly going to be thrown off the bench or somehow suspended, harmed by the state in some way because he's, well, out of line, apparently, in some aspects. We've been all over the map tonight. And by the way, don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free, 888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Now, I guess kind of on a semi-government issue here, we got an email from Rummel. He says, "Hey, great show, guys. I listen every day via the podcast."
Well, thank you.
"The other day, I was cleaning up, and I noticed a container of Clorox disinfecting wipes. It read as follows: from the container. Quote, "It is a violation of federal law to use this product in a manner inconsistent with its labeling. Not for cleaning or sanitizing skin. Do not use as a diaper wipe or for personal cleansing." He says, "Holy S! I just wiped my bunghole. Now I'm going to go to jail for sure. Federal law? I'm sure. So now the government is dictating not only what I can put in my body, but also how I clean my body."
Well, then I'm definitely going to prison for the way I use those Clorox wipes.
Now look, I don't know if that's necessarily a good idea to use Clorox wipes. I just bought some actually today at Walmart.
I saw the package when I got there. I was eyeing it.
They have bleach in them, I think.
Yeah, oh, I know.
Right.
It tingles.
Yeah, it's probably not a good idea to use that for your your butt wipes.
Yeah, well, that's not what I was talking about. But
I don't want to know if I...
No, really... we're on broadcast radio, so I can't really get into it.
Leave that alone.
Yeah.
But, okay.
Speaking of government control.
He's making a good point, though, that it's a violation of federal law. Now, I can understand warning labels. There's good reasons for it. You don't want somebody wiping bleach all over their sensitive parts. Not
right, exactly.
Idea.
You don't want someone to just, punish their children by wiping their eyes with it.
Right.
And Clorox... opening the baby closet and just smearing it in the baby's faces.
And Clorox doesn't want people to do it because they don't want a lawsuit on their hands. That's
right.
One of the reasons why they put those warning labels on. But to throw on there that it's a violation of federal law, does that really... after people are done reading all of the warnings, tacking on the fact that it's a violation of federal law to use it in any different manner, does that really just really put a stop to them? I mean, do you need to have that to really prevent them from utilizing these products in unspecified ways?
Don't use the product in this way. No, really, don't do it this way. Don't do it. Officer Jackson has a gun.
Yeah.
What?
It just seems a little bit excessive, a little bit unnecessary. And usually when I see that particular statement, it's on the back of an aerosol can or something like that.
Right.
Or poison.
Ready Whip.
Or, yeah. what, really? Seriously?
I don't know.
Okay. But usually it's on something, and it always makes me think, now the reason they put this on there is because you must be able to build a bomb from it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Right?
Aerosol cans, Clorox wipes.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
Right. Fertilizer. I see it on fertilizer. So whenever you see it's a violation of federal law to use this product in a manner inconsistent with its labeling, go to Google and find out how you can build a bomb from that product, because that's odds are that's what it's about.
That must mean you can build a bomb from mattress tags.
You're right about that. Yeah. Maybe you could. Hey, it's Free Talk Live. We're done. Now, we'll be here tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Eastern Time.
3 hours!
For the live Saturday night show that we do. And, of course, you're going to be here at Torgo.
Yes, I is.
And in the meantime, you can log on and get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. Join us on the bulletin board system and much, much more. And you, Farkers, the archive's coming up.
If you're tired of...